Just when you think things couldn't get any stranger or larger, they have. Oh my gosh, man. Is nothing sacred anymore? All I want to do, okay, is to be able to judge people based on their appearance. And I can't even do that anymore. What does the world come to? No, for real. Things are getting really strange. It turns out that the government has requested data from an app called Gab about a user that called a politician fat. Is the politician fat? You tell me. I don't know about you, but she looks like a certified full tier 6 level 85 butter golem. And I ain't even lying about that shit right now. For real, on God, that is what the kids would say when they see her giant ass rolling down the bowling alley. All right. And she don't even hit any of the pins. She hits the buff A, son. That's what's going on. Am I going to jail now, dude? We about to find out. Before we get into it, make sure you like this. Make sure you subscribe. What are you doing? God, you know how hard I work for you, okay? I work a whole hour a day to try to please you. It says right here, Germany started criminal investigation into social media user for mocking politician for being fat. And by the way, that's an understatement. According to the German authorities, the penalty could be up to 1 year in prison. She can't even commit to 1 week on a treadmill, and you're going to give my ass 1 year in prison for a pointing that shit out? When has the truth been a lie? Look at this. Look at even Joe Rogan's pissed. It says, German officials attempted to start a criminal investigation into a Gab social media user who allegedly called a left-wing female politician fat, which you know is the worst thing you can do. But the platform refused to comply with the German authorities' invasive demands to uncover a person's identity, the platform told Fox. The Federal Criminal Police Office contacted Gab about a user insulting the weight of a politician, Ricardo Lang. I don't damn know. A prominent leader of an environmental party. Of course, it's the environmental party. I can't even begin. Why is it always the people? Every time I see a vegetarian, they're either mindlessly overweight or tiny. I'm just saying. Where's the correlation? Oh, it just so happens that cake is vegetarian. Yeah, I'm sure it is. It's fine. Don't worry about it. Oh, my God. It requested the information that would identify the individual who was under the suspicion that they resided in Germany so they could continue their criminal investigation. Torba called a German's request one of the more ridiculous foreign data requests that Gab has ever received. They wanted us to dox a user for calling a female politician. Oh shit. Oh, I didn't even know. Damn. What's up, girl? Gab's official response was to inform the German government that they should get bent, the CEO Andrew Torba told Fox News Digital. We stand firmly by our commitment to free speech principles and will not compromise the privacy or civil liberties of our users. We categorically reject any requests from governments, including the German government, that seek to stifle free speech or violate the privacy rights of our users for the speech which is protected by the U.S. law. In this instance, we will not be providing any user data related to these alleged offenses against a German politician. Accordingly, you can get bent, Gab said. That is just beautiful. It is absolutely beautiful. And we need more people like this. And unfortunately, we don't have it, right? These things are happening all over the country. In my country, they're happening in the UK. They're happening all over in Asia. They're happening everywhere. Basically, freedom of speech is going away. It doesn't even really matter if it's in your constitution, apparently. Okay, because that shit's gone. There are politicians right now. And look, I'm not a very political man now, I tell you what. But there are politicians right now, running right now on the presidential ticket right now, that are actively speaking out that they want to shut down certain companies that are able to just speak freely. A good example is X, formerly known as Twitter. There's a certain political candidate that is totally in favor of getting rid of it forever and banning it because of disinformation, misinformation. Yeah, everything I disagree with just so happens to be misinformation. Isn't it perfect how that works? Germany has become the hate speech police, having some of the strictest laws in the world concerning social media posts. The agenda was accelerated after the Network Enforcement Act was signed into law in 2017. It requires social media companies to promptly remove illegal content, including hate speech, defamation, and incitement to violence. In this particular case, the Gab user published two posts that sexualized the German politician, Ricarda Lang, and denigrated her weight, the BKA allegedly said in this formal request to Gab. German authorities requested the person's cell phone, email, IP, payment method, past and present usernames, full name, date of birth, address, and personal IDs. Jesus, they're going to shut down his bank accounts and everything. Germany alleged the post attacking the politician's weight and posted the graphic meme was a violation of its laws on insults. Oh my God, a law on insults coming to a Western country near you. The penalty for insult is imprisonment for a term not exceeding 1 year or fine. Ha, oh, damn, I tell you what, boys, that is wild as all get the hell out. And you can actually see the post right here. It's right here. And I'll try to read it to you, a little bit of it. I ain't wanting to read all this shit. It says, in this particular case, the Gab user, Dylan Brinschon, published two posts that sexualized the German politician, Ricarda Lang, and denigrated her weight. Oh, my God. It's hate posting, it says. It says, the posts are written in German and the user speaks German. Thus, we suspect that the user lives in Germany. The requested information is required to confirm the real identity and current location of the user so they can proceed with the actual investigation. They want everything, account ID, registration date, account status, full name, date of birth, display names, email addresses, usernames, phone numbers, postal address, payment method, ID and proof, account type. Look at this. In order not to jeopardize the ongoing investigations in connection with this operation, in accordance with Article 10, Subject 5 of the Digital Service Act, the user concerned shall be informed no later than 2027, unless further communication is made by the German FBI, basically. That is insane to me. They even want payment methods. Why? Why do they want payment methods? So they can turn off all his bank accounts. This is what's going on. This already happens in Canada all the time. And Canada's right above my ass. Okay, and granted, it's like 2,000 miles right above my ass, but that's still too damn close for old Trudeau to be walking around being all creepy and shit. No, like this video. It's crazy shit going on right now.